The time, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. And as most of you know, 657 AM was off air for more than a week due to unforeseen circumstances. And to give us an update on the situation, we're joined by Radio Pulpit CEO Karel Verhoef. Hello, Karel. How are you doing?
Better this morning. Thank you very much. It's been shall we say, a turbulent 9 days.
Interesting. That's what it's challenging.
I call it turbulent. Let's not soften this thing.
He likes the big words. Listen, if you want to go to YouTube, you can see what our CEO looks like, so that he can tell you exactly what's going on. Let's start with what happened. Can you tell us what led to 657 AM being off air and what the current situation is?
Yes. Justine, Sunday evening a week ago, thieves went into our transmitter site at Meyerton. Now, I'm not sure if our people will know, but medium wave requires a lot of heavy equipment, and it's huge, big, and large equipment. It's rugged equipment. I think that's the best word. So they went into our transmitter site. Now, that is in a rural area in Meyerton. We visited it yesterday. It's really a very dangerous area. They tell us there's a lot of robberies and crime in the vicinity. And somehow they just skipped the security people who were there. And they went into the, they call it a divider room. Now, that thing is full of cables, coils, heavy equipment, the receiver. Man, I'm not a technical person, but yesterday they explained to me everything. And we are two stations broadcasting from there, Veritas and Radio Pulpit, from one room. That's why they call it a divider room, because they divide something.
And conquer.
They divide something so that the two stations can broadcast separately on one antenna, and that antenna is 300 meters into the air. It's huge. So they got in. And they stole basically what they could. Their eyes were on steel and other precious metals.
Mm.
They didn't want to say that word because one never knows who might be listening, and we don't want to give them an idea of what is there. But a lot of metal in that room. So basically they took what they wanted. Must be tons, and they disappeared with it. So immediately when you touch equipment in that room, it goes off, the signal goes off. So that's what happened with Radio Pulpit. Now, can I say, it took Syntec a few days to determine the extent of the damage, and we met the people yesterday. You know, there's veterans who can still make things. You know, they can make equipment, those guys. It's just incredible. So they had to determine the extent of the problem, which took a few days. And then they had to manufacture a lot of the parts. They had to replace cables. They had to phone experts in America. They got quotes to replace some heavy equipment, which ran into millions of rands. So they decided rather to fix it themselves, which took time. So yesterday we went there, and as we were there, we prayed for all the people, from the security guards to the people in the offices, who's in charge of the whole of Syntec. They were there. And our thanks goes out to Syntec. These people were really serious to get us back on air. But, you know, it's a difficult thing. You can't tell how long it is. And you must understand, Janine, it's not nice to be the CEO of a radio station that's quiet on air.
Yeah.
And people ask you, how long will it be? And you can't tell them. Nobody can tell you. So we prepared for the worst case scenario. We already lined up another medium wave frequency that we could just switch to if this thing would have taken months. So we were ready with a plan B on medium wave. But to the grace of God, yesterday while we were there, they switched on the transmitter, fully fixed, full power.
Were everything. You there?
We were there. We celebrated the moment. I'm not sure if it was our presence that I would like to think that. But no, we are very grateful. We saw with our own eyes and we listened that everything is back in order at Syntec. And now, so that is what happened.
Okay, but if they got in then, what stops them from getting in tomorrow?
They beefed up the security.
I would think, because this is an expensive exercise.
Yeah, Justine, I must just say, I feel so shall we say, troubled with the security people. You know, they sit there in a dark place, open fields.
It's dangerous.
Very dangerous. And, you know, they tell me they sit there in the evenings, they hear shots fired, hearing police cars. So it's a war zone. It's really a war zone. And we are fragile out there. And they even more. So it is really a desperate situation. For the time being, they have improved the security. And we just pray that that'll last.
Well, if you want something to pray about, right there. You've just heard. We'll get to that detail soon. We've got all kinds of plan for prayer here at Radio Pulpit. But one thing that I did appreciate about this is that people who were maybe lazy to think of other options were forced to go and see, okay, so what is the app and all of that about? So if this happens, because when stuff goes wrong in any case, what are our backup options? What other options have people to tune into Radio Pulpit?
Justine, Janine, our attorney is Justine. Oh, okay. I spoke to her yesterday. Janine, we have to look forward. We have to see the future. Being on Medium Wave is only temporary. This episode, once again, just showed us that, listen, this is not a viable option. It is old technology. So, management and personnel at Radio Pulpit, in this year, launched a world-class app. I mean, our listeners who have not yet downloaded the app, you are missing out.
It's free.
It's free, and you get quality digital sound on our app. You can listen to all our different online stations. And even so, we thought we'd give our listeners a good reason to download the app by giving them two more stations to listen to, not only 657, but also Hartklank, the Afrikaanse kanaal, waar jy Afrikaans kan luister die hele dag, and then Jikelele, which means overall. Everywhere, which is our indigenous languages, our local languages, 24 hours Christian radio. And we wanted to launch a new English online station as well now in November, but we're in negotiations with our partners in Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. And we are planning to launch in April a new joint venture.
Okay.
With one of the primary focuses of training AI bots in proper theology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We want to be, that's the new missionary field, Janine.
So
we are looking forward constantly. And our listeners, I want to advise them, get into the habit of either listening to us on the satellite channel DSTV or OpenView, but the best is download your app. Download the Radio Pulpit world-class new app. Get all our stations 24 hours a day, quality sound, because that is the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a matter of time. Then they're going to allow satellites, Elon Musk and all these satellites, yeah. And then we're going to have access to cheap data.
Mm.
It's inevitable. So the future, and I would predict within the next 5 years, is going to become online. The future of radio is online. Cars at homes everywhere. And that is why, Janine, we desperately need to stay on Medium Wave while the future unfolds digitally.
Yes.
We cannot just switch off and say, okay, now you can't listen to us anymore. We have to migrate our audience. So I would like to advise our listeners who listen to AM 657, move over to digital. Get into that habit in the culture, because that is the future. We will not be on Medium Wave forever. I can't foresee that we will be on Medium Wave for longer than 5 years, Jenny.
You see, my mother-in-law, they're a little older, and anything new is daunting, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same.
I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
I'm used to a radio, and this is what a radio looks like, and it stands there, and this is how it works, and this is how my car works, and all of that. But there are digital options, and jy het klinkers. And it takes once to get this thing done once. And then you know how it works, and you can go from there. I know this is something that you don't know, but even if you don't understand it, someone around you will know.
But Janine, everybody who's got a smartphone must have at least one app.
Yes, of course.
Already on the phone. So people know.
Your weather is on there.
Because that is an app. It's a simple. And the Radio Pulpit app, is once it's downloaded, I promise you, you press two buttons. You press the app and listen now. Then it gives you all the stations.
And you have a low data option.
a low data option as well, which is still better than medium wave.
Yes.
So it's pressing that app twice and you listen to quality radio. It's as simple as that. We made it as simple as that, so that even I now can listen to radio.
Even God will go to radio pulpit. And the other thing is, when you're older, jy sukkel om te hoor, né?
Yeah.
And the nice thing about any digital platform is it's so much clearer.
It is quality sound. It is all over the world, wherever you are.
Okay, so those are the options. And then you said about going forward, so they've jacked up the security and everything like that. But you were also talking about backup plans for in case something goes wrong?
Yes. We believe in an and approach at Radio Pulpit. It's not a matter of now we choose for that option or that option. Being uncertain about the future unfolding, we can't predict how the future will go. So we're going to stay on medium wave, and we're going to negotiate with Centec of going into a joint venture with medium wave, our transmitter site in Meyerton, so that we perhaps can, as a joint effort, improve that site, the sound, the security, everything, for at least 5 years.
Oh, okay.
We are, at the same time, we've progressed far with applying for a variety of FM frequencies for Radio Pulpit. The problem with FM frequencies is we are over-congested with FM in South Africa. There are very few options with regards to FM. You know, you've got a spare frequency here and there, and then that town, and in this suburb. But it is almost impossible to replace what we have on medium wave 657 with FM. We can do parts and a city or a town or so.
And we can do AM and FM.
Yes, we can. Mm. And that is what we are going to fight for.
Yes.
That is exactly now. I mean, ICASA will listen to us because we're going to be off air again. We're going to be off air again from medium wave. These 10 days has shown that we are very vulnerable there. And, you know, Centec does all they can. But we live in the same country and we must face reality. Crime is a reality in South Africa.
Yeah.
And we will be exposed to it.
Yeah.
I spoke to the head of the northern region of Centec. She takes care of all the radio stations and frequencies right from the Free State up to the north. She tells me that they've got about 100 incidents per day of vandalism to Centec property and transmitter sites and so on. So, but ours is very expensive, I must say. I saw the amounts they were talking of replacement equipment. Millions it all cost them.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy and grateful that they were willing.
No, they were willing. You know, Centec would have spent that money if that was the only option. But as I say, luckily they've got veterans there who can manufacture parts, and they take a screwdriver there and they put a wire there and they fix a thing.
Imagine we had to wait for them to get something from America. Forget the price, just the time.
You talk 6 months to a year.
Okay. Yeah, that's the practicality of keeping a radio station on air.
Yep.
You didn't know that now, did you? Any case, let's talk about our listeners. Our listeners are loyal. They love their radio station. That's Radio Pulpit. So how can they be involved? In what ways can they help?
Firstly, they must pray. We need protection and God's hand over our transmitter site at Meyerton. And the people working there also, they need prayer. I can tell you that. We met them yesterday. They're vulnerable people fighting in the front line to keep us on air. And you know, most of them are Christians. You can hear it when they speak. So they see it also as their part in the bigger kingdom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then secondly, as we unfold all our different platforms, we ask our listeners to migrate to them. Populate the online stations. Populate the app. Go to DSTV. Get into the habit of getting out of medium wave.
Mm.
Then, of course, supporting us financially, because we have to invest financially in all these platforms. It costs us money to expand into other platforms. And but we believe the future is imminent, and we have to do that. And then participate in the prayer day tomorrow.
Yes.
We have declared tomorrow as a day of celebration. We are going to thank the Lord for the fact that we are back on air. We are going to rejoice, and we are going to ask our listeners to pray with us, send in prayers. But more of that information will unfold today. But tomorrow is a prayer day on air and on all our platforms, to just to celebrate that we are back on air. And that this time we survived evil.
Yes, we did. It's a thankfulness that we enter his presence now, isn't it? Thank you for the work that you guys are doing. A lot of this we didn't know. And it's good for us to know that we are actively busy thinking ahead, handling what we can work with now, but also going for other options. Yes. We're proud of you that you keep on fighting the fight to be on air.
There's another option also that I keep quiet about because a lot has to happen. But this morning at 11, we've got a DRM webinar worldwide. Now, a DRM webinar is Digital Medium Wave. That's still an option. Radio Pulpit pioneered the test broadcast, and it's still very much alive. We're just waiting for a critical mass of countries to roll out digital medium wave transmitters. And it's happening in India, China, Russia, everywhere. We're just waiting for South Africa to for it to become affordable to South Africa, because it will be a total new technology. So there are lots of options, Janine, and we can't rush the future. If you don't have a quick $50 million available, then we can't rush the future. We will have to see it unfold and at least be part of it.
Right, so you stay tuned on all the various platforms. Oh, by the way, DSTV and OpenView, it's the audio channel. If you've got the normal one watching TV on there, you've got audio options, and we're on there. So you go look for us on 882 on DSTV or OpenView channel 607. Otherwise, on your phone, you've got various apps that cover all the radio stations in the country, and Radio Pulpit is there as well, plus our own one, the number one with all the great options, www.radiopulpit.co.za. You just look for Radio Pulpit and you will find us. We are there. Freddie Vessels up next, Fierce, taking you up.
Can I just say, I understand why the listeners want to listen to Radio Pulpit. You know, this morning when I drove here, thousands of trucks, you know, and you are so irritated with taxis and everyone around you. And it was so nice to listen to the chirpy two of you in my car, calming me down and traveling with me. So, yeah, I can understand that our listeners want to listen to Radio Pulpit.